Saturday, you guys were run against for the first time this year, like, hard. How do you bounce back from that?
Just practicing hard, you know, making sure that we work on fundamentals and everything. That's something we really stress in the film. Mm-hmm. Just making sure that we are more detailed, focusing on the little things, understanding our responsibilities even more. And that's pretty much it.
When you, as a defensive tackle, you guys have played against a few running quarterbacks this year. I wouldn't say McGloin was a running quarterback, but, you know, Steel Jans was. And am I forgetting somebody?
Steel Jans. Oh, Lynch, Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois guy ran. Of course, he had a 73-yard touchdown. I forgot about it. Kane Coulter, when he goes in there, as a defensive tackle, what do you have to watch? What is your responsibility?
Maintaining pass rush lanes and making sure that, you know, we don't get any 3-by-1s and things like that. Just playing, you know, responsible football, understanding what your role is mm-hmm. across the line and, you know, not jeopardizing that, trying to do your own thing.
3-by-1, what is 3 blockers and one guy?
You know, 3 people on one side.
Oh, okay.
Making sure we're evenly spread.
Not getting pushed.
Yeah.
This being your first year really in the action here, how do you like it and how have you done?
I love it, actually. Just the competitiveness, being able to actually play against other people, I feel as though the redshirt year definitely helped me be better prepared for this year. How have I done? I feel like I've done all right. I'm still young. I still have a lot to improve on. Consistency is my big thing. Mm-hmm. Make sure that I just focus on the small details, time in, time out. And, yeah.
Do you think that you and Carl could be bookends of the future? Louis's only a sophomore.
Yeah, well,
he's only a year ahead of you.
Well, I feel like we're all making strides, right. which is great to see. And don't really look too much into the future. I just focus on each day. But I know that if we keep working and, you know, keep improving, that we'll all get to a pretty comfortable place.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
When you deal with a game like Saturday where it just seemed like nothing was going right for everybody, just how do you explain the mood that you're going through and then trying to learn from that game?
You know, you got to respect the other team first and foremost. They played a tough game. You know, they bested us that day. But we got to understand that, you know, we need to improve as a unit. There are things that obviously did not work for us that day that we need to, you know, correct and better and make sure that we don't fall victim to the same trap.
What are some of the things that you feel that you guys could have done better that you feel maybe you will be able to do better at Saturday?
Consistency, that's the major thing. At least across, I can't speak for any other position. I really can't speak for anybody else. But I feel like for myself personally, just consistency, making sure that I like come off low, hard, proper hand placement, proper footwork, things like that, become even more invested in, you know, preparation, but be even more prepared for the next game.
I know you were asked about the quarterback situation. When you go up against a running back like they have, that, you know, the second he sees a hole, he's gone. You know, just how do you prepare for that?
Well, you just, you got to shed blocks fast. You got to make sure that you're getting off of blocks, getting in the proper tackling position, keep your feet moving. You know, you don't want them to make you miss. So that's pretty much what you do.